This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So I have to tell you about a little bit of generosity that came my way during the break. Somehow we end up with Sandy's Donuts around here all the time. I don't know what the deal is, but they like fall out of the sky. I don't know if Sandy's Donuts loves us or listeners love us. I think we have Greg Bird's daughter that works there, right? So we sometimes
his
get
son.
The,
yep.
His son that works
yep.
here, okay?
And Mark's just a great guy and takes care of us every once in a while.
Yeah, exactly right. So anyway... Inevitably, there is a Long John, also known as my weakness, with maple frosting and nuts on it.
And
I sometimes look for it during the break, and it's gone. And then I see it in the studio. So I was giving Kevin grief last time about, you steal the best donuts every time. He cut it in half and gave me this right here. You can see this. Look at it.
Do you feel the love, huh?
I feel the love.
Uh-huh.
I almost destroyed the thing.
My man.
Look at that. Almost.
Yeah. I remember.
There's a few bites left of that baby.
Lord knows I don't need a whole one, so, you know.
Yeah, he halved it.
You need a half a one, but not a whole one, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
He halved it and brought it in for me, so I'm feeling the love
my
today.
My brother in the donut world.
Exactly right. Darn good.
Watch out for
and,
each other.
You can watch us on frankspeech.com or on our Facebook page of What's On Your Mind. Follow us there.
Nice that Scott can eat these donuts and never gain an ounce. I mean, how does that work?
Well, I gain like a half a pound or so, but I'm really on kind of a sugar detox right now, trying to get down to no sugar, but obviously...
right now, you're eating a donut. You have donut
well,
in your
I know,
mouth.
I wish I'd have known that 10 minutes ago.
There's a time that I would have had more than one donut and more than half of one. See, so
right.
It's a weaning process.
I know
process.
The feeling all too
it's a,
well.
It's a weaning process, but yeah, no, I'm kind of managed
more
to plateau.
More like a sugar tox now.
Sound like my wife, because when I said, gosh almighty, I was... pretty good this weekend. I lost 3 pounds. She throws a shoe at me. You know,
Yeah. Just
a lot easier for guys to lose weight than women. I just feel bad for them, and I got to stop bragging about it. If we didn't make you hungry with the Long John, let me make you hungry with today's lunch specials at Pecto Serve USA. Hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie in Valley City today. Mm-mm, good. Exit 292 off I-94. Here's the drill. You get off on exit 292, whether you're west or eastbound on 94, and once you come off the exit, you go north for the home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. You go north for the easy in-out access you get from PetroServe USA. And you go north to get the lowest price fuel. Period. Okay? Like Unleaded 88. All across the state with Unleaded 88. We're going to be there later this week. Talking that up. Looking forward to it. Also, that is unless I get an interview with President Trump tomorrow at the border. Then I might have to send Kevin to PetroServe USA, and he can have some of that home cooking.
I can do that.
Yeah.
I will fall on that arrow or fall on that.
Exactly right. And Todd corrected the record that President Trump is on Clay Travis and Buck Sexton tomorrow at 1 o'clock, right, Todd?
No, today.
Oh, it's today.
It's today. Yeah.
I thought I got to text me and say it's tomorrow. Maybe I was
no, that
mistaking
that
for something
we were talking about yesterday.
Oh, got
and,
it. Now I'm really
now
confused.
It's tomorrow
so
and
today at yeah. 1 o'clock. Yeah, exactly right. Okay. Anyway, he's going to be at the border at the invite of Governor Abbott down there, and so I might just head down there. They're working on getting me an interview for them. So wouldn't that be fun? Yeah. So we'll let you know. Keep you posted. I always say these deals are like 1 in 100. So if it happens, great. If not, I understand. It'll be next time. Back to the meals here. Harwood exit off I-29. Meatball dinner. 12th Avenue North, I-29 exit at PetroServe USA, Country Fried Steak. Homemade meatloaf on West Main Avenue, West Fargo today. You kidding me? You put ketchup on meatloaf?
I do.
I do, too. Just load it up.
Yep.
Dip it in the ketchup. Yep. You know, Heinz 57 is pretty good, too.
It is.
Yeah.
Yep.
Pretty good there. Country Fried Steak at 12th Avenue and I-29. Told you about that. Tater Tot Hot Dish, NP Avenue downtown. Mac and cheese with diced ham today in Glendon. There you go, Kevin.
Ooh.
And the Leon Chin noodles in Euland. So PetroServe USA, whole new month of specials now. And the straight, that's coming in July. So just a couple of days left of the great specials, including steak. Why can't I say this? Steak strips. The Jack Link steak strips. Now I said it. $3.89. We decided yesterday we really love those. So get on into a Petroserve USA near you. All right. So here's the scoop. We were talking last hour about the many battles that are out there that we have to find a way to fight on a united front with all of them at the same time.
Yep, state by state.
It's not easy. That's on the election stuff, right?
Yep.
Well, one of the ways the elections would not be state by state is if Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer got their way with H.R. 1.
Ugh.
So what did Republicans do there? They said, whoa, hard stop. And we stopped it. Right? They tried to. And right now, for now, it's dead. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. Another front is the DOJ suing states now for something as crazy. I know this is nuts. Like, you have to have an ID to vote. What? You have to prove you are who you say you are?
Wait, what?
How crazy is that? And literally, the DOJ is now suing Georgia over this. Pete Hutchinson is the president of Landmark Legal Foundation. We love Landmark Legal. I've been talking about Landmark Legal since the 90s with our friend Mark Levin. And Pete, it's nice to welcome you to the show as well. How are you?
Hungry.
Are you? Yeah. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, join the club,
you're killing
buddy.
Me. You're killing me. You didn't. I wish I was in the studio there, but
it's our job.
Yeah, chicken
our
fried job. Steak is definitely a soft spot. But
exactly right. Exactly right.
Well, go.
Next time you can come to the fine 12th. Where is that at today? 12th and I-29, and we'll serve that up, and we'll have the show in person.
I'm looking at I-29 out my window. I could probably be up there in about 8 hours.
There you go. Exactly right. So it's worth the drive, as you can tell. So I want to first ask you about this DOJ suit against Georgia. Is there any hope of success here, or is this just a shot across the bow to other states? You're trying to scare them off.
This is a completely meritless lawsuit. It's a political lawsuit, and the basis of it is so outrageous that I can't imagine that it's going to make it past a motion to dismiss. But what this represents is a declaration of war against states that want to enact voter protections, and not just not like draconian measures, but just simple stuff that almost everybody, no matter what they look like or where they come from, support, like voter ID, like keeping cleaning up voter rolls. Those kinds of things are just not controversial, frankly, except on the left. And this lawsuit is it's a disaster, and it's more than the lawsuit. The attorney general announced, at the time he announced the lawsuit, he said, we're going to review every state out there that's enacting laws. We're going to look at their current laws. We're going to give them quote unquote guidance. And we're also going to direct all of the United States attorneys throughout the country to investigate this vague and with absolutely no factual basis, this claim that there's an increase in threats of violence against poll workers. Well, I'll tell you what that means. That means that if you're a poll watcher and you raise your hand and raise an objection, the federal government's coming after you. This is an extremely dangerous situation that we're facing, and you all are right. The states must defend themselves and push back.
You know, there is, as I understand it, a Supreme Court decision on the question of voter ID being voter suppression. That the Supreme Court, I don't know how many years ago this was, but ruled 6-3 that voter ID was not suppression. So, again, back to the meritless point, just on settled law, based on the Supreme Court, they're in real trouble legally on this case, are they not?
Right, right. So the voter ID allegation, all the allegations in this case are based on statistics. And that is not permitted under Supreme Court precedent right now. So I don't understand really why they're bringing this case. And actually, the court's going to decide a new case on Thursday. It's going to be one of the last two cases of this year on a couple of provisions enacted by the state of Arizona that are directly at play in this Georgia lawsuit. It has to do with people gathering up absentee ballots and delivering them, you know, with people like labor union guys and political party members. going around to neighborhoods and nursing homes and saying, here, I'll deliver your ballot. No potential for fraud there. But that limitation is before the court Thursday, and that's the kind of thing this lawsuit is alleging is racial discrimination. And the Supreme Court is going to uphold Arizona's laws, I believe, and that will make this lawsuit completely it can't survive. So it really is just a political thing that we've got to push back on and get tossed. But yeah, voter ID was upheld years ago. It's just not remotely controversial or questionable legally.
Hang on, Pete. I want to talk a little about the three justices that Donald Trump had the blessing of putting on the Supreme Court and the lack of any there from that so far, because
right.
You seem to have a little more confidence than I do about how they'll rule, but let's talk about that when we come back. Hey, wind energy is North Dakota's most abundant and permanent natural resource. Do you know that? Wind energy paid $10.6 million in property taxes in 1 year alone, $19 million to landowners in 1 year alone, 26 counties, 1,000 landowners. Find out more at ndforallenergy.org. My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years, $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained, they're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932, family owned, veteran owned. Call now, 566-5532, 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
The place to be Saturday, July 10th is at the Red River Valley Fair as country star Chris Young with special guest Michael Ray bring the good times to the all-finished concrete grandstand at the Bud Light Stage. Bring your famous friends to the fair and get your tickets today at RedRiverValleyFair.com. See both Chris Young and Michael Ray for only $35. Buy online now and receive free gate admission. I was raised on, girl, raised on. From Raised on Country to I Can Take It From There, you'll be singing all night long.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Texts that have come in from our listeners on different topics that have come up today. How come we still don't know who shot Ashley Babbitt? That's BS, and they haven't released that information. Everything that happened on January 6th was planned. The Democrats planned for that to happen. They were Antifa militia members stoking the fires and encouraging the more radical Trump supporters to storm the building. Pelosi made sure security was at a minimum so that this all played out exactly how it was. Once again, the Democrats are playing master chess and the Republicans are fumbling around setting up the checkers board. What a joke. Again, I think Ron Johnson, senator from Wisconsin, who has the investigative power to dig into that, would agree with everything in that text, with the exception of, you know, broad stroke, the Democrats planned this. Clearly, there was no secret that there were going to be people in town that would exploit the fact that a million Trump faithful were there. No doubt about that. The proper protocols on how do we find out whose name is. I mean, again, if we want the name of who shot Ashley Babbitt so they can be public enemy number one, bad idea. If we're doing it to find out, was it an FBI agent, was it not, what were the decisions behind it, has the investigation been done, ways to get to that. Ron Johnson is no slouch. He's no wallflower. So, I don't get wrapped around your axle about everything related to that and then lose the, not be able to see the forest through the trees. That's all I'm saying. You know, all of this needs to be investigated. We need to get to the bottom of it. Nancy Pelosi is corrupt. She should be in jail for what she was party to and what she did here in the rules of engagement and everything else. I've said a million times, I was in the Capitol January 6th. I was there. While I walked in the door, a million people were still listening to Donald Trump down on the Mall. There was already 15,000 people at the Mall. I went through a gate that normally has two, count them, two Capitol police officers, and there was one. I'm just a radio guy, and I figured out, what the heck? So I asked the guard, are you worried? Do you feel prepared for what might be coming here? Yeah. He looked at me like, yeah, worried for my wife and kids. That's what he said. So there's plenty to unearth. There's no doubt about that. But that doesn't mean you give up every other fight, like election integrity, like we're battling on H.R. 1 and what the DOJ is doing here. Completely politicized. Isn't it something we heard all the Trump camp, all the Trump years? Oh, he's using the DOJ for his weapon. He's weaponizing it. Wait a minute.
That would be them accusing us of what they're doing.
Yes.
Again.
Which we lived through all through the Obama years.
Yep.
And the IRS targeting conservative groups, et cetera, et cetera. And now they're blatantly doing this when legally it's just a laugh. So another texter says our governor is following suit with O'Biden on carbon and such. Again, I think you can look at what the governor laid out as one of two things. One, sort of naive politically to suggest that they'll love us more if we do this. And I think there should have been more industry involvement and more of that conversation explained because some people saw it as he's mandating or suggesting the state do this when really, rather the industry was doing it, when really what he meant was we're already doing a lot of these best practices. But again, I don't think he's following suit. I think he's recognizing the carbon climate action hysteria is stunting the growth of our industries in North Dakota. And if we don't have an answer for this ESG wokeness, then they just roll over you. So it's a strategy. I don't think you can be critical of that at all. I really don't. All right, more with our friends from the Landmark Legal Foundation, brought to you on What's on Your Mind Today by the University of Mary. Number one nursing program in the nation, second time in 3 years. How about that? The University of Mary's nursing program, recognized for their standard of excellence by nursing's national benchmarking service, Mountain Measurements. The diligent oversight and expertise of their nursing faculty shows in the graduates' test results. You hear about this? Each nursing graduate passed their certifying exam on the first try, a 100% success rate. How's that for an incredible education? The university is very proud to receive this honor, and even more proud of the top-notch nursing graduates who continue to have a long tradition of excellence at the University of Mary. Find out more. Discover the finest nursing education in the nation at umary.edu/nursing. All right. Pete Hutchinson, president of the Landmark Legal Foundation. What is your take on whether or not Republicans are fighting hard enough on all these fronts? I mean, there seems to be an agitated base right now that thinks, you know, Republicans are a bunch of weenies. I happen to agree that Republicans never fight as hard as Democrats. They don't. It's just not in our DNA. And that's why Trump was so loved, right? Because Trump, well, he had flaws, we agree, you know, sort of impulsive and didn't really trust anybody around him, and that led to a bunch of other stuff. By gosh, the guy fought. He didn't stop fighting, and everything he said related to the witch hunt against him was proven to be true. So I definitely think they could have more fight, but I also think they have to fight smart. What's your take on this, Pete?
Well, the Republicans have never been very good at, one, fighting, but two, remaining committed to conservative principles. So there's a lot of give in here, and in this voting area, there's a problem on the horizon here in that some Republicans, while they uniformly rejected the H.R. 1, some Republicans are actually co-sponsoring a bill called H.R. 4, which is the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. It's just as bad or worse than H.R. 1, and it's just as bad or worse than this litigation and the threats against the states, because it would prohibit states from enacting new laws and, you know, voter integrity laws. And it also would, under proposal by Joe Manchin, it would also require every single precinct in this country to submit to the Department of Justice any changes or, you know, if they want to move a polling place or hire a different polling worker, you got to go to the Department of Justice.
Give me a break. That's the Founding Fathers' vision of the 10th Amendment and states having control of elections? You've got to be kidding me.
Absolutely not. But you've got Senator Murkowski from Alaska and some others who are signed on to this deal. So you need to, you know, we've got to make sure our senators who are on the Republican side are aware of this and don't succumb to it because they think, oh, well, we've got to give them something on voting. And this.
No, just fight for the Constitution that says the states have this. This is a state function. Now, some states clearly blew it in the last election, but that's why we investigate it, right? I mean, this couldn't be any clearer. I only have a minute left, but I do want to ask you about the Supreme Court. You seem to have some confidence that this stuff will be settled correctly in the Supreme Court. How do you have that confidence given the recent record here with three Trump judges?
Well, it's really been interesting to watch how these people are lining up in these cases. That's really unusual. I think what we've found is that Justice Alito and Thomas remain the stalwart true conservatives on the court. I think Justice Barrett is sort of finding her way, and I think she's sort of keeping her powder dry, but I think she's going to end up being this may end up being the Barrett court ultimately. Kavanaugh and Roberts and Gorsuch is pretty good, but Kavanaugh and Roberts are in the middle. Barrett's in the middle with them right now. So we don't have a 6-3 court. We really have kind of a 3-3, 2.5 court, which is a little bit disappointing. And certainly, you know, the left, they don't have anywhere to go with their conspiracy and, you know, sky is falling stuff. Of course, that's not going to stop them.
What worries me about this is you mentioned Barrett, you know, keeping her powder dry. It's sort of like Roberts saying, well, I know that Obamacare thing should be decided differently, but I don't want a mob coming to the, you know. And this is where, you know, again, that isn't why they're there. I just bizarre. Hey, great stuff, Peter. Appreciate the time today. We'll talk again soon from Landmark Legal Foundation, a great organization. Pete Hutchison.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Hi, this is Andy Murdock with Piper's Auctioneers hosting these incredible June live and online equipment auctions in Raleigh, Mercer, Lakota, and Cavalier, North Dakota, Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, and our quarterly Upper Midwest online-only auction. If you're in the market for reliable farm equipment, John Deere tractors, livestock equipment, trucks, trailers, vehicles, antiques, collectibles, guns, and ammo, or even a collectible 1948 Indian motorcycle, be sure to check out the complete inventories of these auctions and dozens of other land and equipment auctions at Pipers.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. troops in eastern Syria came under rocket fire on Monday night, shortly after President Biden ordered airstrikes against Iran-backed militia groups embedded in the Iraq-Syria border region. Colonel Wayne Morado, a spokesman for the U.S.-led mission in Syria, said U.S. forces responded to the rocket fire in self-defense by firing back at rocket-launching positions. Officials and diplomats for the United Nations on Monday said the organization's global peacekeeping missions may be eliminated if the United Nations General Assembly does not reach an agreement on its $6 billion budget. Diplomats are blaming negotiating procedures, logistics, and talks that put China against Western powers for the inability to reach an agreement on funding. Overweight people losing weight is a good thing in America. Not so in North Korea. North Koreans are heartbroken by leader Kim Jong-un's abnormally thin looks, a Pyongyang resident told state media. USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
President Trump was in Ohio this past Saturday for a big rally, his first since leaving office, and Newsmax carried it live. It was epic. It was fascinating. The guest we had yesterday, Dr. Doug Frank, was part of the warm-up, and Jim Jordan and others, and the president himself. It was great. It was classic Trump, and there was sort of a news blackout, unless you were watching Newsmax, of course. And Newsmax is not afraid of reminding Americans of President Trump's incredible accomplishments and carrying an event like that live. More than 40 million Americans are watching Newsmax because it's news they can trust. And you find Newsmax on all the major cable systems. DirecTV, 349, Dish, 216, Fubo, AT&T TV, Reservation Telephone, Co-op, Dactel Communications, 338, 729, North Dakota Telephone, Co-op, 246, Northwest Communications, Co-op, 381, Consolidated Cablevision 106. Just check your cable guide. But remember, if you're a Midco subscriber, you were blacked out from President Trump, too, because they refused to carry Newsmax, as you probably didn't see the Trump rally. Midco carries 11 liberal news and information channels, but not Newsmax. Many customers are switching from Midco, asking them to add Newsmax, but until they do, they go somewhere they can find Newsmax. I watch it every day for real news and encourage you to do it. I have the Newsmax app on my phone. That's how I watched the rally on Saturday. I was out at the lake. So download the Newsmax app right now. Doesn't cost you a dime. Connects you to one of the best news sources in America, a source you can trust. So it is time for the Money Talk segment here on What's On Your Mind. We do this once a month, and we really more than anything want to answer your questions about your financial future. And with us today, Brian Cronk is always the money man from Collins and Cronk. And what Brian does every day at Collins and Cronk is manage the funds, which is unusual. Usually you invest with somebody and they sort of have money managers elsewhere, right? Brian does it here. He actually advises a lot of the major funds. So you got that level of expertise on the market. Plus he helps develop a personal plan for his customers. He did that for Maria and I. And we are smiling every day at the results because we're taking a minnow and trying to build it into a whale. And he helps us do that every day. Brian, nice to see you again. How are you?
Great. It's good to be here. It's just another beautiful day in the Red River Valley. And I love summer in North Dakota. You got to love that.
You do. We are blessed. And we got to soak up every second of it and never call it hot because it won't be this warm for long.
I'll never complain about the heat because I reserve the right to complain about the winter cold.
There you go. If you have a question for Brian today, anything, ask him anything, text me at 701-367-2054. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. And you can call us, too, as always, at 701-258-0550. If you're watching at frankspeech.com, you can see Todd the Radio God Mitchell. You can see Kevin. Did we come up with a name for you? I can't remember.
I think we did. Did we?
Yeah, Kevin Flynn is there. And then, of course, Brian is there as well. So you got us
Kevin
all.
Kevin in like Flynn.
Oh, that was it. Ooh. Kevin in like Flynn. Todd the Radio God Mitchell. Scott, talk too much, right? Wasn't it talks too much? Or?
No, Scott talks a lot.
Talks a lot. There you go. I got to get a line in there. Yeah, exactly right. And Brian Kronk here, he's the money man. So we've all got our handles here on the show today. So last time you were here, as I recall, you were concerned about some jitteriness to the market, and it certainly has continued, right?
Definitely.
And we wondered when this was going to happen because, you know, you're printing money. You've got inflation signals all over the place. Are you still in that cautious mode?
I am, and the market is really interesting right now. So, you know, like you say, last time we talked, I had talked about a bifurcated market. The NASDAQ was leaking a lot of money. We were seeing money flow out of technology stocks into, you know, industrials and chemicals and things of that nature, looking at things like, you know, some of the energy stocks or some of the basic materials, in fact. And so something more pre-recessionary, something along those lines. And just in the last week and a half, the market just switched again. So for a while, home builders were the place to be. Everybody wanted to be in anything that had to do with building stocks. Then it came the financials. That was the place to be until the Fed spoke last week. And next thing you know, we're all back into the technology game. So there really is not a real solid trend in place right now. And until we get one, I'm going to be a little bit nervous.
So what do you recommend for folks? What again, have a pro at the hand,
right?
For one. Don't play this game alone. But beyond the obvious there, what are you recommending?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. You need to have somebody managing your money who knows exactly what they're doing and can maneuver these changes. So we're in a market right now where if you just bought something and held it and did nothing else with it, guess what? It might be in style for a week or 2 weeks, and guess what? The market moves away from that. So you need somebody who's nimble enough to move you into those areas as the market is rotating. And that's really important. It's definitely a stock picker's market right now. So you're seeing a lot of people who went to index funds and things like that sort of saying, hey, wait for me. You know, if they were in the NASDAQ, they kind of got a little bit left behind when we were leaking money out of that area. The S&P has come on strong. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, however, you know, it had its day in the sunshine with those basic materials, and now it's been sort of the laggard. So you really do need to be nimble in this market.
All right. I have this thing where I end up talking to people who are just all revved up about the stock of the day, right? They were kind of, you know, Reddit was a big deal for a while. I got to get Reddit, right? And all these, and some of these people are people that I just adore that, you know, don't have a lot of money, but they kind of, they're playing around a little bit. And I always call Brian and say, hey, like, are these guys, because I always say, let me call my guy, and just before you go, you know, like betting the farm on that, check it out. And almost every time you're like, don't chase that rabbit, right? Don't chase that rabbit. So there's a lot of peril out there in these kind of flavor of the month deals, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we're always trying to do, you know, I always call it the Wayne Gretzky method. And a lot of people have heard this story, but, you know, he was asked in an interview once, you know, why are you such a great hockey player? And he said, well, most of the people are skating to where the puck is at. I'm skating to where the puck is going to be. And so we try to do the same thing. So we're not looking at what's hot today or what was hot yesterday. We're saying, hey, where do we see money moving? What's going to be the hot stock in the next day, week, month? And that's where we want to be, is in front of that.
So that comes with experience. That comes,
absolutely.
That comes with time. This is why people are calling you saying, hey, advise our big fund, Brian. And I'm coming to you and saying, hey, you know, help us grow this and help us come together with a plan. I love, by the way, the whole process. I really did, because I'd never really taken the time to breathe. Yes, 401k here or there. And that got spun off into, you know, getting radio stations off the ground. So sort of had to start all over. And, you know, there are people in that camp just like me, and really having the expertise of saying, okay, let's think about how old you are. Let's think about where you want to be. Let's get to where the puck is going to be, not where it's at, and go through a plan. That's a big part of the secret sauce, for lack of a better term, at Collins and Kronk, right?
Right. So we just sat down with a new prospect yesterday, and we were kind of going over everything. And the meeting started out with lots of questions about the market. That's what people usually want to talk about. Our portfolio management style, how we're getting returns, where we're seeing weakness. You know, all of those things are so important to people. And so we address those concerns and say, hey, where is the action right now? How can we do things? Once they realize, though, that, hey, we're competent, we know what we're doing, we get better than average returns, you know, we've got a lot of great things going for us on the money management side, then the light and the eyes and everything tends to focus on that plan, because the plan is really going to answer, you know, all of those deep questions like, you know, when can I retire, or, you know, how much money can I spend in a year? You know, people want to know those kind of things, and that's not going to be answered by saying, hey, I got you a 10% return. That's going to be answered by doing all the math the long way, figuring out a plan and saying, hey, if you spend this much a year, you're going to be fine. If you go over this, hey, we're going to run into some problems. Or maybe you have a goal of leaving a certain amount behind to your family. Well, we got to calculate that in there too. So in the end, once we've taken care of that portfolio management part of it, the plan ends up becoming the most important thing in most people's lives.
Texter says, I believe the election results are going to be seriously challenged by the Supreme Court. Speaking of where the puck will be, what would that mean for the market?
So that's a great question. I know you brought that up on the air once before, Scott, saying, you know, what do we do if we're seeing this election overturn? And right now, none of that's baked into the market. So the market is a great forward discounting mechanism. So you'll see a whole lot of things, you know, where the market will start to think, hey, this might happen or that might happen. Even 2 or 3 months before the election, the market already started trading out of the stocks that were benefiting from Trump. And so, yeah, if we see an election overturned or really drawn into question, you're going to see major selling take place in the market and a rotation. The one thing the market hates, so everybody's saying, how can we be doing so well under Biden? We know what Biden is. We know how to deal with this. What the market doesn't like is uncertainty. And we've never had an election overturned. We've never had to recall things like that before. So that would be major uncertainty. I know as a portfolio manager, we're not going to anticipate that. We're going to wait for it to happen. But as that does, that'll be an area where we really try to get defensive, look for those things that going to do well no matter what kind of uncertainty we have, and move for the exits for the other stuff.
Now the texter says, well, how can the market react negatively to the change to Trump, given the fact that the market did so well under Trump?
Yeah, and it's interesting. So the market really hasn't reacted negatively. You know, if you look at what's going on right now, you know, we saw the market doing great under Biden right now. It's different stocks that are driving things. So the market has broadened out a bit. It's going into some of those, you know, what we'll call, you know, defensive stocks, value stocks. I often call them late cycle economic stocks, which is really just a nice way of saying, you know, pre-recession or right before a recession. You know, that could be 3 months. That could be 3 years. You know, I don't know when that comes, but we're definitely at the later part of the economic cycle, and the market is starting to discount a slowdown. So some of the fast growers aren't going to be growing so fast, and it's slowing down. So it's really just different stocks that are acting well right now. The switch over, if we saw something called into question about this last election, that's where we're just going to see uncertainty, and that's where everybody just kind of pulls their hands back.
You've talked about this before, but energy stocks were a prime example that, you know, used to be a fair-haired set of stocks there, and has gone the other way because of the Biden climate action and other things that are targeting the industry. Emailer says, with the price of oil where it is, why aren't energy stocks doing better?
Well, energy stocks are doing fantastic. So if you look at it, you know, in our portfolios or even just the ones that I'm watching, you know, take a look at St. Mary's Corp or Pioneer Drilling or some of those kinds of companies. You know, we were talking about companies that are up 40, 60, 80% in some cases just in the last 12 months. So it's pretty hard to complain about that. There's still a smaller portion of the overall market, so they're not driving everything. And there's still that concern. So it's sort of like eating a bunch of sugar gives you energy right now, but not necessarily later. So when you think about that, the stuff that Biden is doing has drove energy prices sky high. You can see it right at the gas pump. You know, premium gas is almost $3.50 a gallon. And so when you start looking at that, guess what? What would you rather be as an oil company? If you made 10% per barrel of oil, would you rather make 10% of a $20 barrel of oil or 10% of a $70 barrel of oil? We'll all take that bigger number. The problem is we also have this overshadowing of the U.S. government saying, hey, long term, we don't want to be helping you. We want to put you out of business. So
yeah.
I think that's part of the reason they're not even going faster, is we know their end game.
Talk about uncertainty, right?
Right.
There's plenty of it in that industry. One of the reasons that we have oil where it is and a lot less activity in North Dakota because of it. Short break. Back with more with our guest, Brian Kwok, on the Money Talk today. Questions or comments, welcome by text 701-367-2054 or text us at 701-226-8503. Todd or me. Welcome your text here and your calls to 271-1100. Got a question on a 401k decision on those dollars. We'll tackle that when we come back and welcome your calls, questions, and comments for Brian Clark from Collins and Clark.
Hi, this is Shane Tibiotowski from People's Home Equity Mortgage. Are you in the military or a veteran, a healthcare worker, first responder, police officer, firefighter, EMS, or an educator? If you are, I have great news for you. We are a Homes for Heroes lender that has amazing benefits for you. Please call me, Shane Tibiotowski, at 701-390-1674, NMLS 194-550.
A North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives the guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Bob Worrell. Bob is the president of Lincoln State Bank in Hankinson, North Dakota. Tell me what kind of impact you see Hankinson Rural playing.
It's been a blessing to our community from a lot of standpoints. As an employer, I believe when the plant opened, they had about 40 to 42 jobs that were created. Today, I think that's closer to about 55 jobs. So we have had employees that are driving from out of town, and one of them in particular just built a new home and has just moved in our new residential development. And that was a young couple that he was commuting here to work and decided to buy a lot, construct a new home, and now his family, his kids will go to school here. And so there's those kind of success stories as a result of that plant being here.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com, where your warranty is for a lifetime. And if you're thinking, you know, Todd, you talk about Schwann all the time, but that's Buick, that's GMC. I'm a Ford person. Okay. 2018 Ford F-150 Supercrew XLT, $36,888, and that free lifetime powertrain warranty. Or if you want to have some fun, a 2020 Ford F-150 Raptor. I gotta say, that's the fun one. Check those out and more. Shop, click, drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
If you are worried about your bottom line and you want to have some certainty on your bottom line, we're talking about with Brian Kroc today, uncertainty is really dangerous when you're trying to maneuver shark-infested waters going forward. HATandSons.com has a website where if you click on the commercial link, you'll find a short little video that talks about the link service network that H.A. Thompson & Sons has. What it is a very unique maintenance program that gives you a financial and a mechanical solution to get to certainty, to lower your owning and operating costs. And this is a revolutionary model that, honestly, now over 1,000 different buildings have utilized. And they're building on four decades of excellence at H. A. Thompson & Sons, over 100 years, and had some great, I mean, from the little plumber on forward, just pretty amazing what they've done in that great history, and they build on it every day. So if you've got a moment today and you're looking for a little bottom-line certainty, go to hatandsons.com, click the commercial link, and watch that little link service video, and I think you'll agree with me. That's a great way to get it. Back with Brian Kroc, the money man from Collins and Kroc. So, Brian, question here. Is it a bad idea to pull some money from my 401k to help make a down payment on a first home? And what is the best way to weather inflation over the next few years for a lower to middle class person?
Boy, those are both great questions. So as far as pulling money from a 401k or any retirement account, I almost always frown on that, mostly because that the effect of tax deferral is so underestimated, and the idea that you get to put money into a 401k pre-tax and it grows tax deferred for the rest of your life, guess what? If you've got any other place to come up with that down payment money, I always say go and do that first. If it's your last resort and you can take a loan from your 401k or something like that, great. But this is retirement money, and the best thing you can do for retirement is have that long-term tax-deferred growth. That compounding is so much faster than anything else that we can do in any other place, and so I always want to take advantage of that when we can.
Another texter says, is now a good time to get in on the market, or should we hold off? Common sense would say to hold off, as we're seeing record highs. The only direction for the future would be to go down.
Yeah, well, and a market making new highs tends to continue making new highs. So, you know, it's always kind of a million-dollar question right there. Is this the time to get in? You know, and if we say, yep, get in right now, I can guarantee you that'll be the top and it'll go right down. That's just the way that it goes. But I always say, when's the best time to invest? And that's when you have the money. You know, so if you're worried about being at market highs, then we can use dollar cost averaging and we can move it in little segments and slowly get in. But guess what? You know, 3 months ago, people were worried about the market. You know, hey, I don't want to get in right now because it's at highs and it's higher still. 6 months ago, again, we're higher than that. And so at some point, you have to say, hey, I want to be on board this. I don't want to bet against the U.S. economy. I don't want to bet against the world economy. Coca-Cola is selling more Coke today than they did, you know, 3 years ago. And I want to be a part of those kinds of companies. And that's why I want to be in the market, regardless of where it's at. If we have a proper, good portfolio management strategy, that's going to help us weather those storms if and when they come.
And if I can give any advice, I would say to do that, is to you can't really answer that question if you're sort of deciding, I'm going to put money in the market and I'm going to sort of do this on my own. But get a pro. Get a pro. I mean, I spent the better part of my, adulthood with one foot on the banana peel because I was an entrepreneur. And my wife and I said, we care enough about the future of the country and the state we live in and our kids' future that we're going to invest in a radio entity. And that was risky, as all, businesses are. And there were times that we said, boy, we picked wrong. But thankfully, we lived to fight another day and got a pro like Brian Kroc and put together a plan. And I've never been more confident about our financial future, good, bad, or indifferent on whatever comes, to know you got a pro on that front. And that's why having a plan, sitting down, saying, here's the resources I have, what should I do, where do I want to be, with Jeff Collins and Brian Kroc at Collins and Kroc, is the way to really have peace of mind in the future. Just start a plan. How does that start? What do you suggest for people?
Well, and you nailed it. You got to start somewhere, whether that's going into the market now or starting your plan today. And, you know, we start out, the first thing that we do when we sit down with somebody is we just have a general philosophy meeting. We want to know what you believe and feel and think about money, how you were raised, and then vice versa. We're going to tell you about us. But really where it comes to, you know, sort of the rubber meets the road is when we sit down for that first planning and strategy meeting and we really get to know you. We're going to ask you all kinds of questions about your life. You know, my partner Jeff likes to say, we want to be able to tell your story. And that means we've got to learn your story first, right? So we're going to learn all about your family. We're going to learn about your upbringing, your career, all of that stuff, and then what the future looks like for you. What does retirement look like? Some people want to have a work optional lifestyle. Some people want to be done yesterday. You know, so let's figure that out, and then we can start drawing a map to get there. So it really is just about really getting to know you very well.
Families, retirees, women investors, endowments, foundations, corporations, business owners are all relying on these guys. And the financial advisory services are shaped by us individually, which is fantastic.
Absolutely.
It's not a cookie cutter. It doesn't work that way. How do folks get a hold of you?
You know, you can always just give us a call. We're in downtown Fargo. Our number is 235-0119. Or look us up on the web at collinsandcronk.com.
Cronk is with a K. Collins is with a C. How about
right
that?
On.
Yeah, Collins and Cronk. Thank you, Brian. Our money man, getting you answers to the big questions of life on your financial future. Out of time today. Pat Finkett in for me tomorrow. Got to hit the road. Who knows? I might be down to the border talking to President Trump. We'll let you know all about that when I'm back Thursday. God bless you, folks.
Luke's back from Red Drilling. Find him at reddrilling.com. Luke, what are you up to today?
Hey, Scott. It's kind of running all over the place. I got some stuff going on in Medina, New John's Lake. We just did a bit up there today, so things are picking up. Schedule's filling in, so if you guys need any projects done, water line, electrical, you know, anything you need bored or dug in, give us a call. We'll get you on the calendar today.
Trenchless. If folks are wondering, gosh, I might need this, you inspect the damaged pipe for free, right?
Yeah, we'd come out there and figure out a solution for you. And it's painless for the customer. People think, oh, it's going to cost an arm and leg, and it really doesn't. In the long run, it's fairly cheap to get done.
If you're worried about pipes bursting, if you're worried about pipe lining, the inspection of sewer and water lines, and, of course, as we said, trenchless, it's the way to go. RedDrilling.com, two D's in that, RedDrilling.com. Call Luke at 701-934-1134 right now, 934-1134, and get yourself on the schedule from reddrilling.com. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Scott.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.